KO4 HKX Mobile.
HKX N4ZLK. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Shane. So you had a good night last night?
Everything went well. Traffic was light, no construction. It went well. I had a good night.
That's good to hear. I'm glad everything went smooth for you. And it's rained a little bit up here, but not even enough to wet the ground good.
There's more coming. I don't know if it's going to hit there, but there is more coming this way.
The weather earlier, they're saying it. Don't think much is going to happen up here.
Dang, if you've had enough rain already.
Fair share.
Bridge here. Hang on. You copy me now, Patrick?
Yeah, I can copy you.
Fuel price was in front of the Walmart there on White Horse.
$3.69 Wednesday.
Be open now.
Be open.
I don't have to be attended anymore if you're paying with a credit card, but I need to fuel up, and I was going to stop at this QT here at Grove Road in White Horse because it's the cheapest of the three going down that way, but it might be cheaper to go there.
Down there this time of morning.
Not long here. It's like that.
An issue, but I've had lots of people come up to me. Potential for problems.
Yeah. One thing I've told my girls, said that fuel pump in your hand is a weapon. You just spray them with that gasoline if you have to.
And aim for the face.
I'll pay for the fuel that you spilled everywhere if it's that. If you're worried about the money.
I used to stop in there of a morning and fill up. And I quit. I got tired of people coming up and bugging me while I was trying to get fuel.
Kind of like that just about any time of the day. But it's just part of it. You just got to put up with it nowadays.
It's sad that way, and the Walmart's that way down there all hours of the day, too. It's really that way everywhere over there anymore.
At Ingles there in Cherrydale, I used to go there a lot. I was delivering Cherrydale when they were building it because they had moved the Umbro plant out. It was closed down. They tore all those buildings down, and I was delivering that area when they were building everything that's there now. But we went in there Saturday. Beth went in there. I waited in the car. She said it was pretty bad inside. She got surrounded by several guys in one of the aisles.
There on Tuesday, it's definitely keep your head on a swivel day.
I saw this QT. I'm going to just go here.
He and the Walmart usually pretty close, and they usually competing for lowest price.
Here, they're all different. The one here, I figured the one at Blue Ridge would be the cheapest, but it's the one down here at Grove Road, closer to 85, that's actually cheaper.
Right there at, 253 here. Is that 253 that comes out of there? It's the Sphinx, or the QT, I mean.
3 West Blue Ridge Drive.
And the Walmart, usually the ones that are competing for the lowest price. Now, the one that's on up, it's always the most expensive, where Cedar Lane Road comes out, 183.
You're the one I usually get the fuel from. I don't know why. I drive by all three of them. And sometimes I think, well, I'll wait till I get closest to the home. And there for a while, they were all running the same price, but these are a little cheaper now.
But when you're stopping to fill up one of these things.
$4 now.
That when it got up to $5 a gallon was really killing me.
Minute, N4 ZLK.
I'll probably be here, KO4 HKX.
Is that okay?
I'm still here, Shane.
4 gallon tank on that excursion.
It's either 44 or 50.
Hours. It was a 2000 model. It had a 44-gallon tank. I actually liked it. I mean, it was a lot if you ran it down empty, but I liked having that big tank.
I'll enjoy it, too. That's why I try not to let it get below a half a tank before I stop for fuel.
This one in this truck is only like 26 gallons. I wish it was bigger.
Still copying me, okay?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure in the parking spot. It's a little scratchy from this location, but you're good.
All I'm seeing turning out, and maybe that was part of it.
Me, I could tell it changing when I was rolling through the parking lot.
The place, you met him a couple weeks ago?
It was a little quick there.
Are you meeting him at the same place that you met him a couple weeks ago?
Still no copy on that one. Try it again. I moved.
I talked like Dave the first time, so I really slowed it down. Are you meeting your son at the same place you met him a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, roger that.
Be pretty good food.
It's okay. I mean, it's nothing spectacular. It's a meat and three. I mean, I'm getting eggs, sausage, grits, and toast.
I've got my mother's family, they're all over in England, and one of her cousins, he's her youngest cousin, they're closer to our age, and so we've spent a lot of time with them, and they're coming over in the end of April, going to spend the week here, but they were discussing, we're talking about Chick-fil-A. They've been to the States several times, but they've never really tried Chick-fil-A. The thought of a biscuit, chicken on a biscuit, because in their mind, a biscuit is what we would call a cookie. It's usually a thin, sweet covered, you know, chocolate covered or something. Something you would eat with a, or eat and have a cup of tea, you know. Well, I saw this video yesterday. It was at an English high school. They took sausage gravy and biscuits into this school, and they had these. It was just hilarious to hear them talking, and at first they were all grossed out by the looks of it, but once they actually tasted it, they enjoyed it, but it was funny hearing them talk about it.
Because like you say, they're expecting a cookie kind of biscuit. I bet they're like, what is this pile of, you know what?
What kind of biscuits here, they look like what they call scones or scones, depends on how they pronounce it. And they're usually, they'll have savory ones, but generally they're more sweet. They'll have fruit in them or they'll eat them with clotted cream and strawberry jam, which, by the way, I learned how to make clotted cream, and I do that sometimes, and that is a real treat. You'll have to try it sometime.
That's what it was.
Take whole cream and cook it on a really, really low temperature, and it causes the cream to rise. The cream that's in the whole cream itself, it rises up and it thickens up, and it's like a sweet, it's not like butter, but it's like a sweet, thick cream, and you just spread it on one of those scones and put strawberry jam on it. Oh my goodness, I could live on that.
It sounds like it might be interesting. I'd give it a try. And my wife is always up for something like that. She's one of those foodies that likes to try everything.
It's hard to... You won't find clotted cream in that grocery store here. You'll find something called creme fraiche, which is not quite the same. It's similar, but it's not as sweet. It's more of a savory type cream, and it's a little thicker than sour cream. But I'd never had it until I read it. We had it over there when we went, and I came home and researched it and found out it's actually really easy to make. You just have to do it overnight in an oven on very, very low heat, a very low temperature. It just sits in the oven all night, but I'll tell you what, it's worth it. It is so good.
You can make some one day and give it a try.
A batch, and sometime we get together. It's a dessert. I mean, it's really good. The scone is not real. It's not a pastry sweet scone, and the cream is really not sweet, but with that strawberry jam on it, oh goodness! Now I want to go home and make some.
Be good, because I like to mix my butter and strawberry jam anyway. For that on my biscuit, so that's a treat for me.
I mean, that only better. Put on desserts. I think it came from that at one point. Whipped cream is just easier to make, and it's a lot less cheaper, and it's a lot lighter. But anyway, the scones that I make, or that they make over there, if you put them side by side to what one of our biscuits would look like, they look really similar. You can get scones here, like at Whole Foods and stuff, but they always make them in a triangle shape. It's just not the same. They're not as good here as what they are over there.
Not surprise me.
They are really big on pastries and sweets over there, cakes and biscuits, you know, cookies, everything else. Some of their food's good, but a lot of it's really bland. But boy, they love their sweets.
Well, that's mainly what you hear about is their pastry kind of stuff, I guess. When you think about cooking now that you mention it.
Okay. Yeah, we used to... Beth and I would talk about... This is going to sound terrible. My mother, bless her heart, she can't cook. And she's 82 years old, and she still remembers growing up in the, you know, during World War II. She was a little girl, and they were rationed all the way up into the 50s. Their food was rationed, you know, 5-10 years after the war. So she still lives that way in her mind, and I kind of joke about the way she cooks stuff. She seems to boil a lot of stuff. So anyway, I was over for my grandmother's funeral back in 2000, shopping with one of my aunts, and I was looking at different things they had in the store, different cuts of meat, and I saw this, you know, really nice cut of meat. Looked like a good roast or something you throw on a grill, you know, for a while. And so I asked her what it was, and she told me, and I said, well, how do you cook it? And she said, well, you boil it. And I said, well, can you roast it or grill it? And she said, she kind of looked at me, and she, you know, her eyebrows creased up, and she is, I suppose you could.
I could just see that. And does your mom still, she live over here or over there?
She's been here since she was 19.
I couldn't remember if you'd said she was here or over there, so that's why I was just verifying it. But yeah, living like that when you're young, it gives you a different perspective on life.
But her husband now, they'll buy, you know, steaks and all kinds of good stuff, but then they'll put them in the freezer and then never get them out. I don't know what she does. I'm just glad I'm not. I just remember when I married Beth, all the stuff I was introduced to that I couldn't believe you could eat, and it was amazing.
Is it so, raised mostly English, and then you find you a good Southern girl that can cook? Yeah, I imagine so.
One long after we were married, Beth said, I'm going to do baked potatoes tonight for dinner, and I was like, I don't really like baked potatoes. And she said, you don't like baked potatoes? You mean with all that sour cream and cheese and bacon and broccoli? And I looked at her and I said, you can do that?
Sorry, I had to stop laughing first. I can imagine the surprises she had for you.
To me, it was a baked potato, and you might get a little butter, maybe, and a little bit of salt, but that was about it. So... Boy, that really opened my eyes. I love baked potatoes now. Still not a big fan of mashed potatoes, but I do love baked potatoes.
How do you not like mashed potatoes? I mean, come on now.
It probably goes back to my childhood, too. I love rice and gravy. I can eat mashed potatoes. It depends on how they're dressed up. I'm not a big fan.
Is the gravy, I mean, you can make them with butter, cheese, I mean, you just butter, a little salt, pepper, you can make them anyway.
I know, and I've had them, I'll eat them, just not what it, and what's funny is I'll eat a baked potato and I'll, you know, put all that stuff on it and mash it up basically while I'm eating it. I don't know what the difference is, I'm just not a big fan.
All in your head. That's what I accuse my wife of sometimes on some of the things she doesn't like. I'm like, it's just in your head. It's the same thing as what you're eating over here.
We did have a lot of very dry mashed potatoes when I was growing up. And not much in them. So that's probably why.
Here in the South, we eat a lot of mashed potatoes. So a lot of mashed potatoes.
I remember underneath the house in the crawl space, we'd just be piles of potatoes all laid out for the winter. But I don't know. We'd always have gravy. My dad loved gravy. Even if my mother didn't make it, he would always step over there and make gravy. But I don't know. I don't know what it was. But anyway, here we are talking about food.
I bet Richard and Miss Sally sitting there laughing right now.
Good day. Good morning to both of you if you're listening. I remember my mother, too. She had this huge, big pot, and she'd fill it up with water, put it on the stove, and then drop a head of cabbage in it, and that's how she would cook it. So it would boil for hours, and the whole house would smell, and I hated cabbage as a kid. I do love it now. I can eat it anyway. However it's made, I do like it, but Beth will take it and just shred it, slice it up, you know, cut it up with a big knife, cut it in shreds, and then she'll lay it out on a baking sheet, drizzle it with olive oil and salt and pepper, and cook it in the oven with sausage. Oh, my goodness. And it doesn't take long at all that way either. It's really good.
It's good. I like fried cabbage myself. I'm not much on boiled cabbage. I just assume not have that. I will eat it, but I don't want it. But my wife, she doesn't like the smell of cabbage cooking in the house. To make sure she's gone when I eat it.
Even though it doesn't really have that same smell, there's something about boiled cabbage that just, it'll smell the whole house up.
It's the same way, and mix it with a little salt and pepper, fat back, and or sausage, either one, if you want that. That's a good meal.
Good. That does sound good. I'm going to have to go home and eat something. N4, is that okay?
I'm wishing he would hurry up so I could go in here and eat now.
I want some sausage, gravy, and biscuits.
Imagine the first impression of that of teenage kids growing up over there. Seeing this, because it's just going to look like a pile of poo sitting on a plate that you're supposed to eat.
Yeah, you know, it looks like there's scones sitting on a plate, and they couldn't imagine, you know, because in their mind they're thinking of their sweet fruited scones, and then they have no idea, and they've never seen white gravy before with sausage in it. They always just do the kind of a runnier brown beef gravy.
Everybody out there listening right now is like, what are these two talking about?
People are up right now. Anyway, that's okay. I've heard a lot of things. I've wondered what people are talking about, too. N4, is that okay?
What you got planned for the weekend, Shane? KO4HK.
Not much. I'm not sure what the weather's supposed to be like. Nobody's moving. I got a washer and dryer I need to get sold. I never got the ground filled up yesterday. If it clears up enough, I might try to do that over the weekend. I don't know. We'll see. It's supposed to get cold again next week, and maybe frosty a little bit.
They're calling for a chance of freezing rain up here Sunday.
A on Sunday, then I probably won't get to it. I am going to take Monday night off. I've got a doctor's appointment first thing Tuesday morning. So I'm going to take Monday night off. So that'll give me a nice long weekend.
Maybe you can get some rest that way, too.
Hopefully doing a little radio, too. And Connor bought an antenna and a mount, and he's got the mount installed on his truck. His truck is aluminum, so he couldn't really put it anywhere. I had an antenna mounted on the lip of the hood on my Excursion, and it worked really well. So that's where he's putting it on his F-150. And we'll see if it works. He's got the power run, but I brought him some coax yesterday with an end on it. We're going to run it, and then we'll solder the end to the NMO connection when he gets that in. So I might go over and help him do that.
I hope it works out better. I put a lip mount on mine, and I ended up having to go back to the mag mount up top. It just couldn't receive good.
I don't know how well that aluminum body is going to do, if anything, as far as the ground plane. I had really good luck with what on the Excursion. I had a window mount, glass mount, quarter wave, 2 meter and 440 that I had on the Excursion, and then I had that lip mount on the left side in front of the driver. And I would put it up. I'd run the 2 meter on that when I was in it, but when, you know, we're going on trips or stuff. But Beth used that as her main vehicle, so I would take it off. But I actually traded it out and put a 10-meter mobile antenna on there as well, and had good luck with it when I had that 10-meter mobile in there.
Let's try to do some more work to mine and see if what's going on. But I tried it last weekend, and I could get out fine, but receive was not good. So I don't know. I may have to run another ground and bond it to the hood a little better.
Yeah, I heard them talking about that 6-meter repeater up on Paris Mountain again. I cannot pull it up even on 100 watts, and I can pull up the A2 machine on my HT sitting in the house. So I'm wondering if it's either in a different location or if it's the fact that it's horizontal versus vertical. Because my 6-meter is on the HF wire, which is vertical, horizontal. But I can pull up the 2-meter repeater on it, so I wouldn't think that close. I would think I'd be able to do it.
Yeah, you would be able to. So maybe I would check the offset, make sure it's stepping down the 1 meg like it's supposed to be, or your PL tone, make sure you got it in correct.
It is a PL tone of 100 and down one megahertz, so I'll check it again. But when I keyed up, I could see it drop down to 52,630. I think, was it 53,630, right?
30 is the output and 52,630 is the input.
So that's what I was using. Is it just a regular tone, or is it the digital one, the DCCS or whatever it is?
Assuming, because he didn't say any different, that it is just a CTS tone, which is a PL100, because Ken can get in it on his FT450. So I'm pretty sure it's just the regular PL tone.
Just curious. I can't imagine that. I would think that 100 watts would be able to hit it, even if it is opposite polarization. But so there must be something in between us. Pretty good.
Double check everything and then make sure, because you know how easy it is to miss one little thing.
Yeah, I'll have to do it again. Like I said, I can sit in my house with my HT, and on half a watt, I can pull up the A2 repeater. So I would think that I should be able to hit that 6-meter repeater, but who knows?
You would think you would be able to. In your location, I would think you'd be able to hit it pretty easy.
I'm going to on 6 meters. I'm hearing that there's a beacon up there not far from me somewhere up in the western South Carolina. And I hear it all the time when I tune to that frequency.
What is it on?
50.076.35, I believe. It's around the 76. 076.
I will have to see if I can hear it.
Oh, W4 something. The guy actually lives in Florida. He's got a place up here, and he's got that beacon running on 6 meters.
Well, my son has just pulled up finally, and so I'm going to hop out and go have breakfast. And Shane, you be careful the rest of the trip, and good to talk to you this morning. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Have extra for me, if you will. And also, real quick, if you happen to hear John, K4WCL, over the weekend, if you hear him on, shoot me a text, if you will. He said he's called me a couple times. He's coming up again this weekend. Anyway, I'll let you go. Say hello to your son, N4ZLK.
HKX, roger that. Clear.
KO4HKX, KO4PX, good morning, Patrick.
4ZLK. Patrick is going in to eat breakfast with his son. He probably has the radio turned off.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I hope you are. Are you ready for this Friday? As busy as your, well, I think it was last weekend when you had all that to do.
No, sir. As it stands right now, I just got to do a work day today, and then, of course, I got to clean my garage out tomorrow, and because when my father-in-law died, they did a quick sale of his house because somebody in the neighborhood wanted it. So they said they would take it as is, and they gave him the asking price, and that was probably about a year ago. So I had to just, anything that was in there, I pretty much put in my garage.
And collect stuff like that. It's crazy. We had a house that had a carport, and then the last house we lived in for about 17 years, there wasn't a garage. So we moved to where we are now, and it has a nice big garage, and I was, all excited. Had it all nice and cleaned out. It was, looking good, and kids started moving in and out and back and forth, and can you keep this over there, and can we store this, and we can still park my wife's car in it, but we have a refrigerator in there and some other stuff, but it's not as clean and organized as I would like it to be.
That's truly the way mine looks, because I got his old bandsaw and a lot of his woodworking equipment. I got his workbench in the garage and got all kind of stuff in there. And I'm sending stuff to our committee right now in my HOA, because I'm going to try to put a 40 by 20, separated garage that's in my driveway, and I'm going to have a storage or some kind of shack, like a little room above it, so that way it'll be nice. It actually surprised me. It's not too expensive to actually put that up in there.
Put your shack in there, is that what you're talking about?
Yep, that's the plan, where I have some radio in there, where, because I've heard somewhere you can actually put the radio, the mount, the base somewhere else and have a detachable plate. That way I can still sit in there and socialize with my wife when I'm talking on a ham radio instead of being out there in the above area.
Cross band or something with a little HT and sit inside the house. That's an option.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Except because she's not against the idea of just having the regular unit inside and just talk to her that way and just connect it. I was surprised.
It's your house too. Sometimes they don't look at it that way.
Yeah, she definitely knows that. And because when I suggested I'm using one of the rooms upstairs, one of the smaller rooms upstairs. She goes, why don't you just put it right there where the radio is already at and just stay down here to socialize and talk to me. I'm going, oh, okay, thanks.
Maybe she'll get involved in the hobby. And my wife's not really interested. Her dad was a ham. She grew up with it. And she just had no interest in it. And she still has no interest in it.
My wife doesn't either.
Now, are you going to, do you do any woodworking? You going to use those tools that your father-in-law left?
Yeah, except prior to the garage getting overwhelmed with the chairs and some of the furniture and tables and stuff, I definitely did a good bit of woodworking where I sent a bed out to California. The customer wanted it, and they had it shipped out there because their son was severely overweight, so they asked me to make a bed because they, you know, obviously, you know, they had some friends in this area that had seen the stuff that I built, and so they asked for a bed, one of the Amish beds that's made with the wooden dowels and pegs. So that's what I did, and they bought all the material, and they had it, you know, put on the truck and sent out there.
I love the old-style type furniture and, you know, wooden dowels and draw boarding and all that kind of stuff. Hand tools, I've got a few, and I'm trying to teach, you know, trying to learn. I've made a few things, nothing fancy, nothing big yet, but that's another hobby that I would like to get more into eventually one day. But I like the idea of it, and I really love the idea of hand tools.
Yeah, they are definitely nice, and it lets you see the end result, and knowing that you made that with your hands instead of, you know, the tools. When you're starting with these tools, the biggest equipment you need to be careful of using is that router. It will cancel your Christmas in a minute.
I enjoyed watching the wood. You know, if your hand tools are sharp, they will work very well, and that's the thing, you got to keep them sharp. But just watching the wood take shape, and there's not a lot of noise. You can have the garage open on a nice day, and you can still hear the, you know, all the woodland creatures, all the birds and everything while you're working away, and don't have to put earplugs in. It's, it takes more time, but it's just I love the process of it.
It's definitely neat where I've made a table out of using just the hand stuff and carving and the carving knives. All right, sir, just give me a few minutes. I'm taking my daughter inside of daycare, KO4PXB.
A few minutes. N4ZLK mobile.